Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to the night, shining through the trees. Crickets start singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio here. We're live here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and I's Radio live. Hope everybody's having a great week out there. We're just trucking along, doing things, getting things done, and we're just trying to find something to talk about. And you know, sometimes when you lean a certain way politically, you don't want to be bashing your own leanings and everything, but I think that a lot of times if you're paying attention to us here at Redneck and I's Radio, you know, sometimes we go off on everybody. And there was an article, actually pretty much every news outlet covered an article today because a report got released over a trucking company that got a lot of money from the Trump administration when they were passing out all those trillions of COVID relief. And the trucking company just happens to be our favorite trucking company. I was like, you know what? Trucking companies, they should get treated better. And then I looked and saw who it was, and I'm like, oh, crap. What the hell? Who gives a crap? Send them up the river. It's YRC, which it's yellow. Yeah, that company. I was like, oh, man. You know, and that's the thing, is that they never specify which company in any of the articles, headlines. It's Trump, pandemic, 700 million, objections from officials, but the Trump administration agreed to it anyway. So I guess it was the Defense Department that said that they had to agree to it because the Defense Department was accusing YRC of overcharging them. So they're like, hey, you guys over here are saying they're overcharging you, so we're not going to give them any money unless you guys say it's okay. And the defense department says, "Yeah, I don't think you should be doing that. They're not doing things straight over there." And the Department of Treasury was like, "Ah, they're all right. Everybody advises. Go ahead and let them have it." And of course, the Democrats are like, "How dare they?" And I was like, "Wait a minute, Democrats, you better watch out. That's your voting block over there, the number one unionized company in the United States, other than UPS, probably. I don't know. I would say that they're probably, one of the top union. If you ask the Teamster, they would say YRC. That's their boys over there. So, yeah. We're always talking about crony capitalism and how people get benefits from, you know, the wrong sides of the tracks and all that. Well, unionized companies, they're the ones out there. You know, they love it. They love taking that little side cut. So yeah. So that's a little article. I mean, well, like I said, if you pull up, you Google it, every single freaking news outlet has something written up about it. And we shared it on we had the Yahoo News. I put it on Facebook. I actually Googled it on Facebook, like just searched it on Facebook, and all these different articles came up, and Yahoo News was one of the ones right there. So I pretty much shared that one. And then the other, like New York Times, you know, they're the ones that get all the searches, and they're covering it. And, you know, the funny thing is I've looked at New York Times articles before, and they've always said, well, in order to read the whole story, you've got to subscribe. And we're like, no, I don't like doing that. I don't want to pay, so I don't want to subscribe. But and then I can't read the whole article. this whole article, you can read the whole article. You don't have to subscribe. No, we'll definitely show you this one. This is the one we want you to see. Oh, man, I thought it was so funny. But yeah, that's we're talking about that. And if you want to call in, 515-602-9731, you know, where's everybody at? What's going on out there? And what else? You know, we're just trying to keep it safe out there for drivers and talk about, you know, life on the road and what's going on. This is all things trucking and then some and all that. So, yeah, what do you got going on out there? And let's see here. How about that right there? There we go. So, yeah, what's going on out there? And let's keep it on going. So thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools or Trucker Tools app. If you got a cell phone and you got an app store, then you can find Trucker Tools. And you go check them out. TruckerTools.com is their website. But that's one of those where you can track freight, book freight. You can even find, like, repair facilities, you know, the truck stops and parking. They even got a feature on there where you can go in and find parking spots and pay for that spot there on the app. So so go check those out and let them know how things are doing over there. You know, it's one of those things where they're very active on checking out all of their reviews and everything. So go tell them how they're doing over there, and we appreciate everybody's feedback on that. And then when you talk to them, let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really, really do appreciate them. And that's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. And we're going to keep trucking right along here. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We'll see you in a bit.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here live
7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to do this every weeknight. And if you guys have caught yesterday's show, that was the Women of Redneck and Eyes with the other founder, or one of the many founders. We got four total founders, and Tiffany was one of the founders, original founders of it, and she does the live Women of Redneck and Eyes on Wednesdays, and that's at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then, you know, we usually do a Sunday show, and we probably still could do a Sunday show, you know, as long as we're, you know, doing stuff and continue to work on that, we're gonna try to get as much out there as we can. But I wanted to do every weeknight, because that way, if you guys are out and about and you're out on the road, you need some help, you know, maybe you just need something to listen to when you get settled in and get to shutting down and fixing dinner, or maybe even, you know, getting through that last leg where you're kind of like, well, I've been listening to all the news I can take, and, you know, I only can replay the CDs in my head, you know, every now and then. So, you know, I get that way a lot of times, where I really do appreciate, like, I work nights, so I really appreciate my last legs is when, like, the people are starting their morning shows on the radio, so I can turn those on, and it's something different every day. It's live, so I get that, and I like that, appreciate that. So this is kind of, if you're working day shift, you know, and you're getting close to it, to where, you know, the sun's getting ready to go down and get things done, this is when I do it. So appreciate everybody doing that and everything. Let me pull this up and shut that down. Actually, you know what? I'll just shut it off there. How about that? So I wanted to get everybody's heads up on this. We got coming up this weekend on Sunday, May 1st. It's going to be down here in Corpus Christi. It's the GDP Biker Awareness Project 2022 Poker Run. And this is a friend of mine, Gerald. He started this organization. This is the John 316 GDP Biker Awareness Project. And I don't know if you guys seen my hats here that I got. And this logo down here on the bottom left, it's Biker Lives Matter. If you're at the truck show, I had some T-shirts and I had some koozies and stickers and stuff I was giving away. So that was it. I really enjoyed the guy's story. What happened was is that his son was struck by a car on his motorcycle back in 2020 for, you know, biker awareness and for everything. His dad, Gerald, started this whole deal and to remember his son. So I fell in love with the whole concept of it. And just like Redneck and I, you know, wanting to create a positive atmosphere for the bikers out there, for the, for motorcycle riders and just promote safety. And of course, May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. And he's going to kick it off right here with this poker run. So we're going to, if you're out there and you don't ride motorcycles and you're like, a poker run, what is that? And it's pretty fun, actually, because I didn't hear it either. And come to find out, there's a lot of different, lifestyles or whatever. So there's poker runs, and what it is that at you set up these locations, and you see this list down here. The organizers will have a list of places to stop at that are like friendly to motorcycles. They have motorcycle parking, or it's a place to eat, place to hang out, you know, something like that, that caters to a lot of the friends of motorcycle riders. And what it is that you start in one point, and it's not really a time. It's like it starts at a certain point, and then it starts at a certain time and ends at a certain time. And you've got pretty much the most of the day to go make all these stops. Well, each stop, there's a person there with a deck of cards, and you draw a card. And I thought maybe you kept the cards with you. But no, they give you a little sheet of paper, and somebody initials it saying, this is the card you got, and all that. And then you take that card to each individual stop, and the person there, they'll have stamps or they'll have initials, and then they write down what card it was and everything. And then when you get back to the end, there's somebody there, and it's kind of like the best hand. And right here, first prize is best hand wins $500. And that's what it is. It's pretty much a hand of poker. And you can't get a card unless you make a stop. So I was like, well, that's pretty awesome. So every time I can participate in a poker run, I do, because it's like you said, there's a chance to win money. You make a lot of stops. You meet a lot of interesting people. Take your time. Maybe don't do them all in a certain, you know, certain order or whatever it is. And that's what it is how you do that. So I was looking for poker runs. I went on the internet or Facebook or whatever and tried to find a poker run. I found there was a poker run in another city over here down the road where I live. And I pulled it up, and all the stops were like in town, in the same city. And I'm like, well, that's odd for, you know, if you're riding motorcycles, you don't want to stay just in the city within, you know, a half a mile or 2 miles from each other. That's no fun. And come to find out, it was an actual, people were running from place to place. And it was kind of like a 5K kind of thing. And you did the same thing. You got the cards, and then at the end, you added up, and the hands were that way. And it's, I was like, well, there you go. That's pretty awesome. So now when you ever see poker run, you have to like double check. Is that legit for motorcycles or what? So that's why you see a lot of times you'll see whoever's sponsoring it or has it or whatever like that. And of course, he had to put the very top up here. He made sure it was Biker Awareness Project, which is for motorcycles. And then, what do you call, the other one was you put pictures of the vehicle. So what he did was he wanted everybody to participate. So he's got cars, trucks, motorcycles, everybody that wants to come out and participate, they can, because this is promoting biker safety awareness. And it's not just for motorcycle riders, for all drivers, for all, occupiers of the highway. And I told him, man, we should have put a big truck on there. That'd have been awesome. And I said it last week. I said, if you're a trucker and you want to participate, and maybe you come into town and you want to participate, and you've got your bobtail with you, man, come on out, man. I'd love to see it. I'd make sure it happens. I'd make sure you can fit to where you'll get down there where you're at, and I'll make sure of it, because truckers, we're out here all the time. I mean, have you ever done that, truck drivers? You ever been in a different city, and maybe you're stuck there for the day or something? And the weather's beautiful, and all of a sudden you see a big old fleet or herd or whatever of motorcycles come by, and you're like, oh, man, I wish I had my bike here. You know, I've seen it. I don't know if everybody's seen it, where truckers will take their motorcycle, and they'll put it up on the catwalk, and they'll take it with them wherever they go. And they've got it set up that way, where they always have their motorcycle with them, you know, especially if you're out there living on the road, you know. So yeah, this is going to be Sunday, May 1st. Everybody's going to collect at 11, and then at noon we're going to take off. And one of the stops, if you saw on here, it says Seaside Memorial in honor of Dylan. So his son Dylan's his headstone, his gravesite, is there at Seaside Memorial. So one of the first stops is going to be from the starting point, and it's going to go along Ocean Drive, which is right along Corpus Christi Bay, and then it's going to end up at Seaside Memorial, which is on the other side of the whole what you call that, the strip that goes along the bayfront right there. So that's one of the most popular routes that motorcycles take, because you got big expensive houses on one side, and you got the bay on the other side with scenery and the water and everything. Whenever we do the Toys for Tots run, it's a bike ride for Toys for Tots in Christmas time. We run that. That's the run we run the whole time. And you've got over 1,000 motorcycles going from one side to the other of doing Toys for Tots. And it's that's an awesome gig to be a part of there. And that's basically, that's like maybe a 20-minute ride. You know, it takes like an hour to start and an hour to finish. And you're not riding that far, but you're going real slow because there's so many motorcycles. And they've got the roads blocked off. They got escorts. They got people camped out. The people actually bring their cars and park along the side of the road to watch all the motorcycles, because there's so many. And it's Christmas time, so it's awesome. So yeah, this here is going to be that route is going to be one of the main routes and be one of the first stops, is at the Seaside Memorial. I thought that was awesome that Gerald got it set up that way, man. And I'm really looking forward to it. This is the first time he's done this. The first time that he's actually done a poker run like this. He's had a Toys for Tots run, I think, here in the last maybe 6 months. This his project, his awareness project, has really taken off. People from all over the country have shared their pictures of the shirts or putting stickers out somewhere. I was just at a business the other day in another town, and I saw one of his stickers sitting on the wall. And it's just, you see it everywhere. And I'm just excited for him to get this started and everything like that. And it's going, this is going to be a tradition right here. First of May or the first, I'm going to say, I'll say this right now. Let's say the first Sunday of May every year will be this right here for a long time. And I'm excited about it. So if you check it out, like I said, go on the Facebook group. You can, there's a Facebook group, GDP Awareness Project, John 3:16, Biker Lives Matter. And you can, you go on there if you ride, and you, especially if you've got a way to get a shirt. I told you, all you truckers out there that were at the truck show, you've got a shirt, take your shirts, take a picture of where you're at. So if you've got a little, maybe a city limit sign where you live, or even if you're out on the road, you know, take multiple pictures and you get on that group and share them on there. And that is what, I tell you what, Gerald loves that. We were hanging out at one of these little festivals, and of course, him and his wife had their shirts on, and we were out riding that day and everything. And he kind of talked to me like, you know, it's all, man, it's so hard. It's such a hard work to get everybody out. And sometimes I just lose, like, I kind of lose my focus and kind of like, you know, what's it all about? And are people really, really paying attention like that? And then somebody comes up and says, that is an awesome shirt. I love your shirt. Where'd you get it? You know, how can I get one and all that? And he says, that keeps me going right there. That just keeps me going. I said, yeah, that's what keeps you going, dude. I tell you, you know, we feel the same way at Redneck and I. Sometimes we feel all hope is lost. But every now and then somebody will say, oh, man, I'm a big fan. And that's all you got here, you know. And then I tell you what, that keeps me going. I'm going to tell you, every time I go somewhere and I see a sticker or I see somebody wearing a shirt in at a different part of the country, a different city, you know, I'll make sure I tell you, because it's out there. You ain't got to worry about it now. You know, all you got to do is just keep on keeping on, because it's out there now. So I'm excited about it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So like I said, go to Facebook group, check that out. He's getting started. So here in a while, I bet you there's going to be a website where it's going to be a store where you can go in and you can get some hats, you can get some T-shirts for yourself. If you ride, don't ride, but don't wear. Here at Redneck and I's, most of us all ride here, but even if we didn't, we would want to promote safety out on the road. And GDP, Biker Awareness Project, is focusing on that. It's focused on motorcycle rider safety and keeping everybody safe. Look out, you know, take the extra look and everything. So do that. And if you're a rider out there, if you're a motorcycle rider or you want to get into it, my advice is take the class. Okay, there is a class that you can take. A lot of states require it in order to get your endorsement, to get the motorcycle endorsement. You don't have to. Some places don't require it. A lot of states basically don't really, you know, they don't kind of say, you know, hey, you don't have a motorcycle endorsement, and they're like, nah, oh well, you know. In the state of Texas, I've seen so many people out there riding that don't have motorcycle endorsement, but they've been riding for years and years and years. In order to get the endorsement, all you got to do is take the class. You don't even have to go into the office, the government office, and take a test or anything. Once you take the class, you just take the piece of paper down to the office and say, hey, I took a class. Like, okay, here you go. Stamp. Good to go. So that's all deal. The only law that's different here in the state of Texas is that if you do have the class, then you're not required to wear a helmet. But if you don't have the endorsement, you're required to wear a helmet. Isn't that funny? It's like, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to ride at all if you don't have the endorsement. But that's really not how. I mean, maybe if you got pulled over, they say, you're not endorsement, you can't ride. You got to call somebody and come get the bike or whatever. I don't know. I've never had anybody tell me they've been in that situation. So I don't know. But my advice to anybody out there riding, take the class. Doesn't even matter how experienced you are, take the class. Because if you're kind of those people that's really experienced and says, you know, I don't need the class, I know what I'm doing, I can, you know, I can pop wheelies and all that, go take the class. Because what that teaches you is like you said, Biker Awareness Project, it makes you more aware of the problems. And one of the people in our class, when I took the class, one of the guys getting his class done, he's very highly experienced and all that. And he was like, you know, learning things. He was like really, really happy that he was there learning and all that. So it's that way. Learn, find out which, you know, what you can do to do that and learn. So that's my take on that. And like I said, that's this Sunday. It's the GDP Biker Safety Awareness Project. And it's this Sunday at 11 a.m. is when everybody's registering and everybody's going to take off at noon. And here in Corpus, it's going to start downtown by the museum. So if you're from the area and you know where that's at, it's down there by the American Bank Center on that, I forgot the name of that road, Chaparral or something like that. And it's over there by the water under the bridge on the downtown side. So go check that out. But other than that, we're just going to keep rocking right along. That's what we're going to do. Boom. So, one of the things I'd like to do is go ahead and thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. Those guys have been helping us out since 2014. In fact, I'll share this with you. DPF Regeneration, they care about truckers. They care about everybody. So back during the truck show, I had told everybody on Facebook that I wanted to help the GDP Biker Awareness Project raise some money, and I had some T-shirts at the Louisville Truck Show. So the truckers can come by that didn't live in Texas. They can come by and get some shirts and koozies and stickers and all that. And I wanted to help raise money. And the folks at DPF Regeneration saw that, and they donated to the GDP project. So we're excited about DPF Regeneration. They care about truckers. They care about highway safety. They just want everybody to be, you know, aware and be in a good mood, you know, promote happiness and all that stuff. So that's what we got going on here. And I'm trying to get my there it is. Good deal. Yeah, we're going to keep rocking right along in here. And like I said, DPF Regeneration, you can check them out at 800-634-3010. Go check them out at dpfregeneration.com. And that's where you can get the particulate filters. You can get parts for all of those, you know, EGR engines and all that stuff like that, EGR cooler, all that stuff. And particulate filters cleaned. They clean them. They service them. They even service the equipment. So these shops, you say, well, we can clean them. Well, if they don't have clean equipment, then they're not dealing with DPF Regeneration, because DPF Regeneration does clean equipment. They clean the equipment, and they have clean equipment. You need clean equipment in order to clean a dirty filter. Am I right? So DPF Regeneration, those people do that. So check them out. Like I said, dpfregeneration.com, 800-634-3010. Don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Links to all of our sponsors are on there, and links to all of our social media accounts. And please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate doing that. So we're just going to keep rocking along here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. We'll see you in a minute.
When I saw this short fat guy with the man between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard, my fat guy down when it finally reached his toes. Oh, oh.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the super fat. Whoa, whoa. You've never heard a sound like the super fat.
Man,
you're bound to lose control.
Rhythm, grace, and heaven out of one man's song. And then you had to go to twiddle his left toe to do
those knees got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby. Hey, y'all, baby.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weeknight is what we're going to go ahead and say. And it's at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. It's 515-602-9731. And if you have noticed, that's a new number. We got our actual own platform, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We used to share the number with other radio shows. Now we've got our own deal. And it's at blogtalkradio.com, Redneck and Eyes Radio. And you can search that out. We got all our episodes right there. You can check that out. And like I said, and we'll have the links to that on our website, redneckandeyes.com. We're getting that all worked out. And links to all of our social medias on there, links to all of our supporters, all of our sponsors and all there. We got some cool pictures. Go check it out of our past shows that we've done and everything. And we'll definitely get, it's hard to get, we're just, getting it updated and everything like that. Just like I was talking with Robbie last show, we all got regular jobs here. You know, this Redneck and Eyes is a volunteer-only kind of deal. So we really, work hard to strive to make sure it stays up to date. And it's a job. I'll tell you what, it's a job. So check that out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. That's been a really success for us. And that's going to take off. I'm excited about that. And don't forget one of our great sponsors, and that's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at loadtoridetransportation.com. I'm going to pull it up here so you guys can see it. There's LTR right there. Boom, LTR. LTRtransportation.com. That's a great little outfit going on there. Oh, cool. It's safe. Okay, that's fine. There we go. Yeah, we got one of our people joining in. That's Jeff. And everything. So yeah, we're talking about LTR Transportation. Go check them out, LTRtransportation.com. And you can check them out. Or give them a holler. Scroll down here. Get the, 720-277-0030. Like I said, they're based out of Denver, Colorado. And last episode that I had, which was Tuesday, we talked to Holly, one of the other members of Redneck and Eyes, and she's actually the driver, one of the drivers for LTR, and you can get with her on there, so you can check that out. And she says they're busy. She runs miles. She goes anywhere between 3,500 to 4,000 miles a week. So that's something else. That's busy. Okay, so basically, if you want to work, there you go. Give them a holler. LTRtransportation.com. Go check them out. So there we go. Pull this down here and move it out of the way so I can see it. But anyway, it's one of the things I was talking about earlier, and I'm glad Jeff's here because Jeff's always keen on this stuff here, and it's one of those where it's the there was an article came out today everywhere, basically anywhere you go Google it, and it's everywhere. And there was what happened was there was a report that got released, and of course it's the Congress, the Democrat controlled Congress, released a report talking about how Trump was up to no good. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, basically, if you're a politician or if you're a successful business, you've squeaked some wheels, you know, you put grease on some, you've greased some wheels. That's how things get done and everything. So it's starts off here from Yahoo News. It says Democrat lawmakers on Wednesday released a report alleging that the top Trump administration officials awarded a $700 million pandemic relief loan to a struggling trucking company in 2020 over the objections of the career officials at the Defense Department. that's the funniest part right there is the career officials. Okay, which is the deep state. Remember that's what Trump was always talking about, how these, that's deep state, those people are corrupt. Well, those people said you shouldn't be giving that $700 million to this company, and you gave it to them anyway. It says the report released by the Democratic staff of the House Select Subcommittee on Coronavirus Crisis describes the role of corporate lobbyists during the early months of the pandemic in helping to secure government funds as trillions of dollars of relief money were being pumped into the economy. It also suggests that the senior officials such as Steve Mnuchin, the former Treasury Secretary, and Mark Esper, the former Defense Secretary, intervened to ensure that the trucking company Yellow Corp received special treatment despite concerns about the eligibility to receive relief funds. And that was it right there. So that keeps going, but I'm saying that's what identified it for me. Once I saw it said Yellow Corp, I threw my hands up. I said, so what? I said, That's your buddies right there, Democrats, Yellow Corp. That's the Teamsters. You better not, don't piss the Teamsters off. Well, I tell you what, they'll make it hurt for you. That was so funny to me. There was a quote here. It says, today's Select Subcommittee staff reporter reveals yet another example of the Trump administration's disregarding their obligations to be responsible stewards of taxpayer dollars. Representative James Clyburn, the Democrat out of South Carolina, the chairman of the subcommittee, said in a statement, says he also said political appointees risked hundreds of millions of dollars in public funds against the recommendations of career DOD officials in the clear disregard of provisions of the CARES Act intended to protect national security and American taxpayers. I tell you what, it's like the pot calling the kettle. I mean, it's so funny to me how it's – that's why nobody pays attention to politics, because it's like doesn't matter. You're saying one thing, and then the next time, you know, Biden's in there doing the same thing, you don't care. It's like, so what? You know, what pisses me off is he says, the Trump administration, their obligation to be responsible stewards of taxpayer dollars. Okay, yeah, that's true. The Trump administration was, Biden administration supposed to be doing the same thing, okay? And the one thing I always argue about, and we always support it here at Redneck and I, is that we need to hold Republicans just as accountable as Democrats for spending too much money. Whenever the Republicans get in power, they spend too much money. And we can't – I mean, it's kind of like the Republicans don't care about spending until they're out of power, just like the Democrats. Democrats don't care about spending until they're out of power, and that's how that works. So there's more to that article. Like I said, it's everywhere. I shared it on our Facebook page, and you can go check that out. But that's what really fired me up is that, you know, it's a double standard big time. But it's also – it's Yellow Freight. It's the Teamsters. The Democrats love the Teamsters. That's their voting block. You know, they want all the money to go to union labor, to go to union companies. That's the money they want to. You know, if there was actually legitimate – now – there's more in getting involved. The reason why they're the career officials, the so-called good guys, didn't support this, giving them money, because the actual Yellow was actually being sued by the Justice Department for overcharging everything. So yeah. So let's go to Jeff here. Jeff, can you hear me? Can you see me? I
see you. I can hear you. And I don't know how long I'll be with you.
Okay.
I just turned north on 191 out here in Utah, heading up to Salt Lake City, and then on to Reno. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it don't matter. I mean, I don't care what year it is. Doesn't matter what president's in there.
Right.
The other party's going to bitch about it. I mean, God dang. Let's bitch about Biden spending trillions of dollars
and
putting us in such a great deficit.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, not only that, they like he's the whole student loan thing. I mean, really, since he took office, he said you don't have to pay them. The payments are not required. We're going ahead, and everybody that's needing, you don't have to make any payments. Now they're talking about we're going to forgive it all, and it's like, so everybody that didn't go to college, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Basically, what they're saying. You know, they're telling you that if you want the government to subsidize your career, then go to college, because then we'll do it.
You're bitching about helping the truckers out.
Yeah.
That brings you the lifeblood of this country, but you're bitching about that.
Yep.
And then you bitch that we're short of drivers.
Yep.
And then you bitch that we can't get in the ports. And you bitch that we can't get anything out of the ports. You know, so Jesus criminy, you know, what are you going to do? Double-edged sword.
Double-edged right there. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing out here. So, yeah, you know, just like we were talking about it, you know, we were essential back there in 2020 when it first began. We were the essential people, and then all of a sudden we're non-essential anymore. It's like just automatically.
We're only essential when they need us.
Yep, that's it. Well, I mean, they do need us all the time. They just don't think.
Well,
we're only essential when they think they need us. You know,
if I want to bitch about anything, I'd rather bitch about us tapping into our reserve oils.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd rather, you know, open everything up again and go back to Trump days, leave the reserves in there, you know, but no.
Not only that,
I was kind of excited that they were going to raise the price of fuel so high that it would create this shutdown of truckers, you know, and create that solidarity that nobody can achieve unless, you know, gets $20 a gallon you can't afford to run out of here. And then you got a stoppage. Then you got shells empty, and these motherfuckers can see what trucking's all about.
Yeah, yeah. That was weird. We were hoping for that, too. We were just like, man, let's go. Get it up there, because then you would have the big companies have to shut down because they, you know, you know, it's one of those things where you think as an owner operator out there, any owner operators out there listening right now, they know if you have a fuel purchase program if you're an independent and you've got your own system set up with Comdata or whatever, or your own bank, you've got a line of credit and you can only buy so much on that line of credit. You can't buy whatever you want.
Exactly.
So you think, do the carriers, those big carriers like Swift and Schneider, do they have the same thing or is it just whenever they want?
I don't know. I know when the fuel started going up, I talked to Lowe's. I said, Lowe's, if fuel's going to double like that, you're going to double my credit. And they go, yes, sir, Mr. Grummer. And we're going to up the, because I was on a limit where I couldn't put more than, I don't know, like $700, $800 in a day or $1,000 in a day.
Right.
You know, and if gas got that high and I needed to put $1,500 in the tanks, you know, I was going to be cut off, you know. So he says, no, we're going to raise that up to $1,500 a day, and they doubled my credit.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was ready for it. But still, you know, if they weren't going to pay for the fuel, I wasn't going to run. Just like 2 days ago, I was offered to go pick up a trailer out of California and run to Massachusetts. Boy, they buttered me up on it really good, and then they told me the rate. I started laughing. I said, you're about $1 off.
Yeah, right.
I said, there ain't no way that I'm going to go into California $7 fuel and run for $2.30 a mile.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's, I mean, you know, they, and we've seen that all the time. We've always known that rates don't keep up as fast as fuel prices. When fuel prices start going up, it takes a little bit for the rates to catch up. But I mean, this fuel prices went crazy, and the rates, they still try to get it. They try to keep it low. They, you know, and of course we have an economic, you know, when the price of fuel goes high and then the economic downturn where you got less freight, you would think the fuel prices would come down, and they really haven't. They haven't come down.
Say about, they have come down some compared to what it was.
Right, but.
But what's cool about it all is when the fuel was time of year for our company to renegotiate contracts with the carriers that we pull for, you know.
Right.
And so we got the highest peak fuel price figured into our rate. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll go for that.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
the fuel drops down. You know, we should be able to do all right.
Good deal.
Unless the fuel goes completely wacko, then we're going to be upside down again.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yep. See? And that's where you got to do as a driver is catch it at the right time like that and get it and then get while the getting's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was funny. I just Googled trucking news, you know, like I always do, and it was so funny to me because it was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See, that goes up to 8. Yeah, 10 different websites had something written up about this Trump report that came out that said he gave money and everything. And I think it was so funny, just like we're talking about, you know, nobody cares until it's Trump. And when it's Trump, they're like, oh, how dare he? And it's like, well, your politicians are doing it every day. And you don't say a damn thing until, you know, I mean, do whatever. It's like, but you know, they know that the word Trump's going to get a lot of clicks. That's what it is. It's all about clicks. You know, it's all about getting you to click on it, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially anybody in the YouTube field and these fields, social media, that where clicks are important,
yep.
you know.
Yep.
I'm a huge Trump fan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired. Like in my state, we got a governor running for governor. The Trump endorsed on his politician, on his campaign mm-hmm. signs, are almost bigger than what his name is. You know? And I'm sorry. You know, I didn't vote for him. I went ahead and did my absentee ballot. I didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't, I get tired. And when all this campaign stuff goes on, I'm the one who throws the most mud, spends the most money, will not get my vote. Sorry.
There you go. Yep. That's what it is.
You know, so.
I think what me and Greg were talking about before, months and months ago, when all this fuel price stuff first happened, and you had, you know, Republicans yelling at the Democrats doing a bad job, and all these, like Fox News and all them were like, you know, these Democrats are horrible. And I was like, well, you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see y'all get mad at these Republicans when they get take power back. You watch, they're still gonna spend money like they crazy, and that's the bad part. We got to stop it. Just stop it. You know, stand up for something.
Yeah.
You know, just you know, I don't mind an economic downturn when I know that it's gonna benefit the government. You know, if the government can just stop spending all that money and creating all this inflation, because that's what it is. It's them creating money. And taking on debt, and that's what causes inflation, and it's like just stop doing that, just stop it.
If you want to talk about Trump a little bit, tell me this. I've been trying to, you know, I love listening to Trump rallies. I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
Who's paying for those rallies?
Exactly. Is it Trump or is it the donors?
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, you can't just go into these Coliseums for free.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Well, just
a lot
like the,
of money spent.
Well, just like the People's Convoy, they're still doing that. And that's people getting paid. Trucker G's going live every day from the People's Convoy. And it's like somebody's paying for that.
Somebody's paying for it, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It gets to the point where I just, God, what a waste. What a waste of money.
Yeah. Well, look at BLM. Look at how much money they got and how many businesses donated to them, and they're out there buying mansions.
I hear you.
So, yeah, there's money out there. So, that, you know, when you're sitting there in a you know, in a town where you need a job and it's, and they say it's hard to find good work and it's hard to find good pay and all that, don't sit there and think that the corporations, you know, they're making money and they know they can do that. I would just like to see corporations just come out and say, you know what, we're not going to do that anymore. We're just going to focus on our employees and pay our employees well. We're not going to do any of that other stuff. And you watch, though, what'll happen. The local governments that run the cities that these places are in, they're going to start shutting those plants down, because that's why they grease those politicians, so that they're allowed to operate in those cities and states and everything. Politicians get greased.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what Trump did in the corporation world.
Yeah.
He lessened the noose on the regulations, you know, so they could do more without spending as much.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, it's like an investment in their business.
Well, what did he say when he was running for office, that he donated like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all those Democrats? They all loved him because he was one of those guys. He greased the politicians to get what he wanted as a businessman. So that's what he did.
Yeah.
And they loved him for that. And all those politicians, they love those corporate business owners, because those guys have the money. That's where the money is. And they want the money. That's what they want. They want the money.
What a waste. Let's put that in the trucking. Let's put it in these roads, you know.
What? No.
I can't believe you can almost tell which states have Democrat governors.
Yeah.
They're the roughest roads in the country.
There you go. Or even the counties. In Texas, it's the counties. When you go into a different county and you see the counties, how they spend their money.
Yeah.
And those counties are the ones that have the homeless population that's so high. Those are the counties, like you said, have the poorest roads. They have the most lax police. The crime is higher. They, you know, I mean, it's not that hard to see. I don't even, why are they even, there's nothing to see here. This isn't the statistics you're looking for. Well, speaking of which, you're just talking about like putting the money or putting your money where your mouth is or spending it in the right places. I don't know about Elon, but I mean, he put his money where his mouth is. I mean, he's sitting there bitching about how Twitter was bad because of what they do. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. And they hate him. The left went crazy over that guy.
So did that go through?
Yeah.
Is that a done deal?
Yep.
So can Trump Twitter again?
Not yet. But they're, I mean, so, I don't know if you've watched Ben Shapiro. I'm a big follower of Ben Shapiro. And of course I have it right here. It's sitting right behind me. It's my leftist tears tumbler that I have that fills up daily. And in fact, it was overflowing this week because all the leftists going crazy over Elon Musk. I mean, they were just going nuts. And,
I bet.
And what,
you know, here's the left that's buying his cars, supporting him, and now he like jammed them. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, the Twitter thing. So what Ben Shapiro says, because Ben Shapiro is on Twitter, of course, he's got a big media company that utilizes the social media to spread their word. They post things and they get traffic and they keep up with that. You know, this is a multi-million-dollar corporation that feeds off the social media. So they've got people that constantly look at their analytics about, you know, how many shares and how many follows and all that and like that. And he says that his Twitter followers doubled in the last 5 days.
Oh, yeah?
And it's because since Elon's taken over, what the people at Twitter are doing is they're not doing all of their little shadow stuff, because what they're trying to say is that when Elon comes in here, I'm not going to get fired. Because if he finds out that I've been doing what I'm doing, he's going to fire me. So I'm going to make it look like, at least for the last 2 weeks, I wasn't doing what I've always been doing. And so what happens is Ben Shapiro, he gets shadowed to where not as many people see him as should be. Like if he pays to get seen, they actually physically force his account not to be seen. So that means that not as many people would see it if they just kind of let it go, if they just let us share it. And let all these people see it, but they don't do that. If I share something, it's not going to always be seen on Twitter like that. So that's what they see, is they've seen traffic like from, you know, news articles, like any kind of like Republican or right wing favored news that is good for the Republicans, that the traffic on that has doubled because they're not shadow banning it. They're not hiding it. They're allowing it to go. And what they're seeing is people are actually sharing it. And they've always been sharing it. It's just that Twitter's always been holding it back. So they say that Twitter says that it's actually a grassroots thing, that the Republicans have now joined Twitter. They never were on Twitter before, and now they're joining Twitter. And all the Republican leaders, like all the people that are like, you know, heads of the Republican Party and all that, they're like, no, I've always been on Twitter. I've never been off Twitter. I just don't – nobody sees me on Twitter. So, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So that's been a lot of fun that's been going on, and we've been excited about that. So I told everybody that I think Redneck and I, once it gets more official, and what we're hoping to see is a lot of people get fired over there, Redneck and I is going to be trying to get on there. We're already on there, but I mean, we're definitely going to be like, I would love it if Twitter had like a Facebook Live, like a Twitter Live feed where I can go on there and click on it and be live, but they don't have that right now. So they're different. So yeah, I'd love to get on there and do that.
Musk has got the money. He may try to make that a better than a Facebook.
I agree with you.
Because there'll be direct competition on Facebook now.
Yep, I agree with you. Yep. But yeah.
How's this Zoom thing going for you?
I like it because what I can do is like if there's a video or any, like what I've been doing is I've been sharing the screen so that the video that's recording or putting on Facebook Live, it shows my actual computer screen, and I can put the article up on there. I can put pictures of the websites that I'm promoting on there. I was just talking about our little poker run that's going on this weekend, and I put a picture up, and I can actually show it to the Facebook Live people as I'm talking about it. So I like that. And then hopefully you guys get calling in more often. You'll be on video instead of just calling on audio. You'll be on the video. And everything. So, oh, hang on. Let's see. I think this is Greg. What's going
on
there, partner?
How you doing, Ed?
Man, I tell you what.
All right.
Yeah,
how you guys doing?
All right.
Good. Greg, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was busy. I almost forgot to call in tonight because I've been thinking about wanting to get called in, but I've been busy trying to get the lease done on my truck and everything and get everything done on that. So, finally got that done today, so I'm just waiting for everything to come in the mail.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. I got so sidetracked with the Zoom and everything that I forgot to go check over there to see who was calling in.
That's all right. I figured you did. That's why I just said you're being patient.
Yep.
You know,
well,
I was mumbling some profane syllables under my breath. No, I was just joking.
No, you were doing that because we were talking about the Democrats being mad at Trump for giving Yellow Freight a bunch of money.
Yeah, you know, I didn't hear all that, but yeah, that's you know, hey, what happens when you deal with unions?
Well, that's what I said.
I
said, why are the Democrats mad? They're giving it to the Teamsters. That's what they want. They want the Teamsters to get all the money anyway. Isn't that what the Democrats want?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's how Joe got in there. Everybody, you talk to the Teamsters. I didn't vote for that SOB. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him. No, well, you know, maybe you didn't, but the Teamsters herself did. The higher-ups did. That's how he got in there.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, it cracked me up. When I was looking at it, I was like, oh, no, it's the trucking industry, and we can't, you know, I don't want to see that go bad and all that. And then I read down there, and it was Yellow Freight, formerly YRC, and I'm like, oh, well, whatever. You know, get out of here.
Yeah, that stuff right there. I mean, it's just.
I don't think Yellow Freight. I don't think they've operated in the black in the last 10 years. I think every year they lose money. I mean,
YRC.
Yeah.
That's been an ongoing thing since Preston. You remember when Preston was in business?
Yeah.
Yellow Freight bought Preston, and then they said, "Oh, well, we're going broke. We're going broke." Well, why do you keep buying other companies? You can't run the one you got. You're going to be buying more.
Oh, man, it's hilarious.
They're idiots.
Yep.
They're idiots.
Cool.
Greg just calling. He's not on Zoom, right?
Right. He's on the normal line, the normal call, and everything. So,
wow.
So yeah, it's all connected.
Yeah,
it's
I'll let you guys handle Zoom. Zoom, man. I'm just another pretty face.
I knew Greg wasn't going to get on it because people don't know out there. Every time we have a meeting and Greg has to call in on his Zoom when he's out on the road, he can't get nothing to work. And we sit there and we the video's up, but we can't hear him. And he's like, you know, throwing things and everything like that on the dash and everything like that. So it's a blast. That's one of the things. It's like you can't have a Redneck and I's meeting unless you see Greg throw stuff on the Zoom meeting there.
But I don't think Greg's on the road, are you, Greg?
No, I'm at home.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get the Lucid lease signed on my truck and everything, and I just got it done today because I changed jobs. So right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent. I couldn't take it no more, huh?
So where did you go?
I went with another company out of Illinois over where my buddy's dad up here. He's home every weekend. You know, with this stuff going on with the truck show and, you know, with us planning all this stuff, I got to be home so I can help her get some of this, you know. I can't be out 2 or 3 weeks at a time anymore. You know, it's all right once in a while, but, you know, you can't do that. I can't do that anymore. I'm getting too old for that shit.
So he's probably cutting pays in, huh?
Oh, yeah, I probably... Well, no, not really. I don't know. He said, he sent me a copy of his face, and with what he's making and what I was making, at the end of the year, you know, at the end of the year, I should be just right at where I'm at here. But I got, you know, I'll have some kind of a life.
Bumping a dock all the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or your flatbed.
I mean, here I can do either or. I can pull my flatbed, I can pull my Conestoga, or I can pull my dry van, whichever freight's running the best. If one's paying more than the other one, I can run either or here. Not saying I want to, Jeff. You know, I don't want to. I don't want nothing to do with that damn flatbed anymore. But if it comes down to it, I can. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have to figure out some way to get Robbie up here for a couple. I'm just going to have to figure out how to get Robbie. What's that?
You going to do some dry bulk?
Like I say, pretty soon you'll be getting a pneumatic, and then you'll be getting a tanker, and you can haul anything.
Yeah. I don't know. Not the way it is with my flatbed. I figure if I ever decide to go and pull a few flatbed loads, I just have to find a couple weeks when I can get Robbie up here, take a couple weeks off, come up here so he can just ride with me so he can do all the tarping and he can roll my kit back and forth and do all the chaining. All I got to do is drive. I ain't getting my hands dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not in my job description anymore.
Wow. Say, that's what gloves are for.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Only thing I put gloves on for anymore is to put fuel in the truck. Other than that, I don't touch them. Unless I'm working on it. Well, I ain't got no choice there, but I got to keep a pair of gloves so I can keep my damn pickup and shit put together after it dries everything.
Oh, funny. So cool part about Zoom is Zoom actually, it's a good transition over into Facebook Live, and it does a it does what do they call it, the closed caption, so the words pop up.
Oh
yeah, as the Facebook Live's going, it actually does, it dictates, and it comes on there and everything, and it'll pop up. And the funny thing is, as Greg said, keep the shit together, and it did dot dot dot.
Also, it dot dots the profanity.
So you tell me I'm being censored now, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, but automatically by the computer, by the artificial intelligence.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Keeps it a family-oriented show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, they can still hear it probably, but they can't read it. So the deaf are being censored. If people can't hear what you're saying, they definitely don't know that. Well, they see it, but they can't hear it.
Right.
It's like the keep the dot dot together. He goes, what are you trying to keep together? Something. They couldn't figure out what word he was saying there when he said keep something together. He's keeping something together.
This is getting to be more and more like the Bozo Show.
Is that what it is? I don't know. I haven't.
What, Bozo used all Bozo to talk about anything.
Well, yeah, that's the whole idea. Yep. Yep.
Okay, you two pneumatics, I'll let you around me. Now you're both blocking both lanes. What the?
See, happens. Well, anyway, but I'm done, man. I got to go to work. So I'm going to get wrapped up here. And I don't know if you guys like it or not. I wanted to try to get more things out there and get out during the week. And I like it. I like it so far because it's kind of like you go, get it done, and then we're done. So
right. Only suggestion I'd have to you, Ed, is I'd get you a ring light or something in front of you. You look like you're sitting in a dark corner.
Well, that's the camera. What I think is that when I look at the camera, it looks like I'm well lit. But then when you get on Facebook, you're right. It's kind of darker than the camera actually shows it. So yeah.
Get some extra lighting and put a little makeup on.
I've got makeup. What the hell? No.
After you get so much Long Island iced tea in here, you tend to do that. Get a little bit lit. Oh, we're talking about something different.
Yeah, it's something different.
All right. Well. I heard last night in the radio show that they let the guys in last night, and you were going to have an hour show. So I thought, well, I better hurry up and call in. So
yeah, so we're going to do this every weeknight. I'm still going to do the Sunday show until, you know, I mean, it's kind of like one of those things. I don't know. I felt like a lot of times that I had to cancel a lot of things I had going on with family or whatever, and like, you know, with Easter and everything, I didn't do a show, and then there's a lot of things going on during Sundays that I can't. It's like, do I do the show or do I do my events or whatever? So I'm like, well, you know what? If I did the show right before work every night, like I do, then we probably do the show more often because, you know, it's like I'm not going to miss work. So it's like, get the show done, and then that's it. So I think we might do that. Yep.
All right. Well, good job.
Deal. All right, now. Yep, everybody.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, no problem at all. Take care. And let's see. Things. Yep. All right, now. Be good out there.
Talk to you later.
All right, now. Good deal. So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up here, and everybody's having a great time and everything. So don't forget to go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel, too. We appreciate everybody doing that for us and everything. But don't forget, the GDP Biker Safety Awareness Poker Run is in Corpus Christi Sunday, March May 1st, and it's at 11 o'clock over there by the museum, by the bank center over there, under the bridge on the downtown side over there. And that's at 11 a.m. Sunday, May 1st. So appreciate it. If you don't even have a bike, come on out. If you got a big truck, if you're in the area, if you're going to be in the Corpus area and you got a big truck and you want to participate, come on out, man. I'll make sure. You know, I'll be out there, and I'll make, if you show up, man, I'll put you on Facebook Live. We'll have some fun. So come on, check us out. So yeah, just remember, thank our great sponsors. All the links to our sponsors are on our website, redneckandeyes.com. That's Trucker Tools, truckertools.com, DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com, and of course LTR Load Derived Transportation. They're at ltrtransportation.com. Go check them out. We appreciate everybody's support of doing that. And like I said, we're here live every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 515-602-9731. And until tomorrow, everybody stay safe, stay successful. We'll see you out there on the road. And we'll see you. Bye-bye now. Here I am, Rocky, I am ready. Here I am, Rocky.
Recording stopped.